This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nobody wants to hear this, but there is another hurricane that is looming. It's all about Ian and the aftermath. People that don't have enough food, don't have enough water, don't have enough gas, have no way to get out. Bodies that are sadly still being discovered, and as it is about trying to get through all of the wreckage that Ian created, especially in Southwest Florida. What a nightmare that was last week, and especially for those who were not expecting to be right in the middle of it, thinking that they were going to be missed and that it was going to hit instead of Fort Myers, instead of Pine Island, instead of Sanibel Island, it was going to hit Tampa. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I am a resident of the great state of Florida, and I was right in the middle of this stuff. And trust me, my family was very, very concerned about fellow Floridians, but also about what was going to happen to all of us, because we initially were right in the middle of what would have been the direct hit. There's been some controversy over whether people were told to evacuate in time or not. A CNN reporter addressed this with Governor Ron DeSantis. Take a listen.
So far, 87,000 people have registered for FEMA. Make sure you take evidence of the damage to your home. If you had flood damage and you have a policy under the National Flood Insurance Program, take pictures of the water line. Hopefully you took pictures when the water was still in there. That will help grease the skids for you to be able to submit your claims and be made whole as soon as humanly possible. We're looking, and we'll have an announcement very soon, to have disaster recovery centers set up, certainly in Lee County and in Charlotte and likely in many other counties. And as part of that effort, you can go. You don't need to go in for FEMA. You can do a lot of this online. But if you have questions, if you're not getting what you need, there'll be the people there to assist you. We'll also have folks from the state of Florida there. And then Jimmy Patronis, the CFO for the state of Florida, is setting up insurance villages.
All right, so that's the insurance aspect of it, because, of course, this is what I said at the beginning. People are in that state of trying to figure out, what do I do next? Where am I going to live? What's going to happen? It's that bad. The death toll from Ian rose to at least 68, about 700,000 homes and businesses across Florida without power on Sunday. That's 4 days after the Cat 4 slammed ashore along the Gulf Coast area. And here's that part of what DeSantis was talking about with the CNN reporter as far as the evacuation part of it.
Lee County's decision to not have that mandatory evacuation until the day before the storm.
Well, where was your industry stationed when the storm hit? Were you guys in Lee County? No, you were in Tampa. So that's, they were following the weather track, and they had to make decisions based on that. But, 72 hours, they weren't even in the cone. 48 hours, they were on the periphery. So you got to make the decisions the best you can. I will say, they delivered the message to people. They had shelters open. Everybody had adequate opportunity to at least get to a shelter within the county. But a lot of the residents did not want to do that. I think probably for various reasons. Some people just don't want to leave their home, period. They're island people, whatever. But I think part of it was so much attention was paid to Tampa that I think a lot of them probably thought that they wouldn't get the worst of it. So, but they did. And I think it's easy to second guess them, but they were ready for the whole time and made that call when there was justifiable to do so.
Some of their neighboring counties, though, did have mandatory evacuations before Tuesday.
Well, right, but our neighboring, if you look at Tuesday morning, they had moved the track down. Model started showing it going to Sarasota, so that's so they did that. I was in Sarasota that day with them when they were expanding some of their evacuations. Charlotte, I think, did the same thing either Monday night or Tuesday morning. But don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. advisory, it was going to go to Taylor County in North Florida. And so, at some point, you got to look to see kind of where this thing is going. So yeah, no, I mean, I think it's easy to say in hindsight. You know, we had most of our supply station in the Tampa Bay area. As that track moved, we shifted our response further south.
All right, so there you go. As he's saying, this is how you responded. This is where we all set up. And I understand that because we evacuated, that's what we thought, boarded things up. We were absolutely going to suffer terrible, terrible damage. And especially my heart goes out to those people, which some of them were people I know that were trapped in the middle of this in Fort Myers. I had a college roommate in that situation. Also another friend from my speaking organization. I'm a part of the National Speakers Association, who put out an all points bulletin of we are trapped. We have been in a closet. It's just terrible to hear what happened to them. And they walk away from where they're living after they had sold everything to move from Minnesota to their piece of paradise just 11 months before, and they're walking away with a wagon, a couple of dogs, and a few handfuls of clothes that they had. And that's really the story of what's happened, because Sanibel Island, Fort Myers, lots of the areas on the Fort Myers beach, just you can't inhabit it at this point. There's no way. And how did people die? Drowning was the leading cause. People that did stay, people like Governor DeSantis said, stayed for different reasons. They weren't going to get out on the road, or maybe they couldn't get out on the road, so they were confronted with a wall of water. The fatalities, I think, will rise even more, and I know that other people think that. I hope not. I hope I'm wrong. Lee County holds a special meaning in my heart. They gave me a huge break in training some of their workers when I really needed it at a point in my career. And they account for half of the Ian deaths in some of the tallies already out there from the medical examiner offices across Florida. So, you know, the flood waters were the greatest danger from the storm in a very different way and in a very smaller way as far as the casualties. That's what happened, if you remember, in Katrina for a different reason with the levees and the winds, really that part of the hurricane really hitting Mississippi. In this case, they got it all. They got the wind, they got the storm surge, they got the rain, they got everything, and that much more. And you know, they're finding people trapped in cars, and of course they die from drowning. They were trying to get out at the last second. And so I think we're going to hear more stories about that. I think the insurance thing is also very important, because insurance in Florida, as in so many other areas, is really, really a beast. And part of the reason is because of the possibility of these storms wiping things out. And what does that do to different insurance companies? And what happens when they can't afford to pay the claims? In fact, it's such a problem. There's an insurance company called Citizens that was started by the state so that they could meet those claims. And DeSantis himself said they should absolutely be able to meet the demand with the amount of people that they have that are part of that insurance nest, etc. So that part is actually a good thing. People having these places to go to get their questions answered, etc. Because now it's all about that. What do we do next? All right, there is another hurricane on the way. What does that look like? Other odds and ends. Some big news coming out of Russia and, of course, Ukraine, too. And how does that affect you and me? Find out next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Hurricane season, you know, the start of the season for hurricanes, really officially the Atlantic hurricane season, nobody ever wants to really say this, but it's June, it's the very beginning of June, and it stretches to November, the very end of November. So, you know, now it's about, look, this is the worst, this is the fifth worst storm to hit the United States, fifth worst, it's going to be the costliest storm probably, period, of all time for the state of Florida. I mean, the exact numbers, of course, we don't know at this point, but we've already got another one forming, and fingers crossed as we look forward at, as to what's next, that this thing doesn't develop into, you know, something a little bit bigger and become the next big threat. But it is true, while we're watching the 4,000 rescues, where it's almost like they call it weather porn because people get mesmerized by watching cable networks and the ongoing things that you're hearing about the horrific moments that people had to battle the water, etc., and survived or didn't survive, or their neighbors didn't survive, or you're surveying the destruction and we're watching that, then you're looking at what's happening down the road. I mean, what's coming up next? And the fact is that Hurricane Orlean is what's next. And it is strengthening into a Cat 4 storm as it heads toward western Mexico. That's where it is at this point. They call it when the winds hit at the right time, rapidly intensifying. So that's where it is at this point, threatening flooding and loss of life and all of that. So we know that the winds, 130 miles an hour, it's still off of Mexico. It's still about 150 miles off of hitting landfall. maybe even a little bit closer than that. But it's expected to hit full on Monday night, and it would make landfall just south of Mazatlan or Sinaloa. And they're talking about flash flooding, and that's a huge concern. They're warning the people of Mexico, who I'm sure are very aware of what just happened in Florida. So heavy downpour, storm surge, landslides, all of that. Now, what does that mean to any of us? There are a lot of Americans that go to Mazatlan, especially depending on where that hits, and some of those areas are close to other tourist areas. Puerto Vallarta isn't too far from that. And trust me, there are lots of Californians, lots of other Americans that go there. You can get pretty cheap vacations at some pretty schwank places, and people are still in that vacay mode since the world opened up. So there are Americans who are trying to figure out how they can get out. Because will they close the airports, which is exactly what happened in Florida? I think I told this story when I was in Orlando, which I evacuated to another horrific area because they had massive flooding there. And just even outside of where we were staying, there were cars that were flooded. There was some really, really terrible things that were happening in Orlando. And it mostly was water related, of course, with floods, and it was people who were fleeing to get away from a lot of people from the coastline. But there were also people that were trapped because you have all the theme parks, and they were flying back to other regions, but the flights were grounded, and many of them couldn't get out till Sunday. Even Monday was the earliest that they could get out of Tampa International or Orlando, so that's naturally what happens. So keep an eye out, and we will certainly hear on this show for Orlean and see what happens once it hits Mexico. But the path it's taking, it doesn't look like that churns into anything else that comes in the direction of the United States, and certainly not like what we saw with Ian, which didn't just smash into Florida, adding insult to injury after demolishing entire communities. It went back out and up the coastline and hit Myrtle Beach, for example, really, really slamming into Myrtle Beach and parts of Charleston, where several piers, iconic piers, took hits and collapsed in the middle of it, where we saw some of the bridges in the case of like Sanibel Island that people needed to get onto to get off of Sanibel Island. So people were trapped. In the case of what happened further up the coastline in North Carolina, you had famous piers that big sections crash. Like one of them, I know that I've been on Cherry Grove Pier in North Myrtle Beach. And if you've been there in South Carolina, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's just a pier that you would go out on, and a 100-foot section from the pier's middle slammed right into the ocean, just pancaked into the ocean. Major, major area for tourists and certainly people to go walk and have coffee or drop a fishing line in or you know, whatever. And in North Carolina, they've reported, and they say there could be more, but 4 storm-related deaths too. Again, a man drowned when his truck went into a flooded swamp, 2 other people in crashes, somebody else dying of carbon monoxide poisoning after running a generator in a closed garage. Sometimes this is a big concern because people do that, they don't realize. And Hurricane Ian caused probably, and you heard the insurance cut in the beginning, $47 billion in insured losses in Florida. That's the estimate. It could be much more, but it'll be the most expensive storm in the state's history. That is for certain. In the meantime, what's going on in Ukraine and Russia? President Zelensky is talking about the town of Lyman, saying that Russian troops have used this as a big hub in the eastern region of Ukraine, and they're saying it's completely cleared of Russian occupiers. Remember, the shocking thing was, and I know I mentioned this on the air, is the annexation of a couple of areas in Ukraine to Russia. That was a big deal that Putin made. He created this, made a big deal about it. And so many Americans were told, just get out of Russia at this point with the things that are happening there. And you wonder, how far is Putin pushing all of this? You've got Russians rebelling after Putin drafted more people in the battle for Ukraine because they don't want to serve. This whole mobilization thing has sent people anywhere they can get to get out, whatever border they can possibly, you know, exit from. They're trying to do that. The Kremlin is downplaying the turmoil, but you can see it coming out of Russia. And it's a different story when you look at it. Any of the video, any of the pictures that come out, there is massive opposition against the government. And yes, again, they're trying to squash it, but the videos, the images, they're verified. They're out there, and we're seeing them. You see miles-long lines of cars waiting to cross land borders out of the country and international flights out of Moscow full of fighting-age men. Will they get out before they close these borders? A lot of them are not going to make it out, but some of them have made it out, and some of them will still make it out. But there are these people that are seeing it. They're seeing what's happening in some of the big cities. St. Petersburg, Perm is another one. Moscow is another one. The police are responding, but they're arresting people. They're, you know, hitting them with batons over the head. You can see videos of that. I saw something that came out of Western Siberia, and it showed people that were willing to protest and didn't care if they were going to be attacked by, you know, by those that were trying to detain them, trying to arrest them. So there is a serious exodus going on. There is a serious flow of information that shows these cars, especially, that have lined up to get out at the checkpoint on the border with Georgia much longer than they would normally see. And you can see them in satellite images, and that verifies what are people trying to do. They don't want to be there any longer. What will Putin do as his response? It's kind of a wait-and-see game. Coming up next, we're hitting the mailbag. You had lots of thoughts on a lot of different things. We're going there next.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukraine on Sunday claimed full control of the eastern logistics hub of Lyman, Kyiv's most significant battlefield gain in weeks, providing a potential staging post for further attacks to the east, while heaping further pressure on the Kremlin. A stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed 125 people and injured more than 320 after police used tear gas to quell a pitch invasion, authorities said on Sunday, in one of the world's worst stadium disasters. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Sunday he sees no imminent invasion of Taiwan by China, but said China was trying to establish a new normal with its military activities around the island. A visit to Taiwan early in August by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi enraged China, which subsequently launched military drills. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, you overwhelm me with the amount of email we get on this show. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Easy to remember, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Like this one from Al. Kate, I was so worried about you when I heard about the storm and I heard you talking about going to Orlando, and I thought, my God, she's running to Orlando and the water is following her. I'm wondering how the people in Orlando did with all of the flooding that they suffered. You know, they showed a bunch of it on TV. They showed some reporters and they were being blown around by the wind and that kind of thing. But I understand there was historic flooding. I've spent some time in my business in Florida, and I spent time along the Gulf Coast where you live, and in Orlando. I've taken, of course, my kids and grandkids to the theme parks, and it just was a hit to the heart to see what some of those people were dealing with. Yeah, thanks for that, Al. Thanks for your concern. But, you know, the good thing is they were on top of it as much as possible, warning people. There were homes flooded. You know, it just crushed Central Florida. Inches deep water on the street. I went out to walk the dog and I saw it. I took a lot of shots. If you go to, I'm going to start to post stuff on Facebook. I used to feel like Facebook, but I have a public page there, and I'll put some stuff up and I'll start to announce that in the next couple of days so you can see what it was like from my perspective. But there were downed trees, road signs, thousands of people without power, which is always the very, very, very big thing. You had kids from Central Florida, which is a huge school, University of Central Florida, UCF, that were on blow-up mattresses because they were trapped in areas where they were. In some places, they saw as much as 16 inches. 16 inches. Can you imagine that. I mean, people were rescued by airboat right in the middle of the streets because they were in waist-deep water. And we've seen this. We saw this with the people in Kentucky. We've seen it so many times across this country. And you know what? The National Guard, they were great. They did what they do. They got in there as soon as they could to areas where they were needed, and people were that were impacted. Were a lot of them were rescued. So certainly that's a very good thing. You have people in older people in some communities, assisted living communities and stuff, and they got rescued. It's so crazy to see people in their neighborhoods on a boulevard just waiting through the aftermath of heavy rain, right? Because they're trying to get somewhere. So they're calling 911. I mean, 911 just exploded. Orange County is a big area in Orlando, and the National Guard deployed like six high water trucks there, and there were a couple of fire stations that went out because they had significant flooding. They had downed power lines and trees blocking roads and all that, but they got to people as soon as they could. They responded to the calls. They tried to do whatever they could, of course, to help people. People just took brooms and tried to sweep the water, but that was kind of useless. And a lot of the kids, like I said, from UCF had apartments and whatnot that were hit by the flood, so they did end up in situations where they were floating on blow-up mattresses. Wow. All right, we go to this one from Joseph, and Joseph says, Kate, looking at Florida, what a mess it's going to be, and I look at this and I just wonder, do you think people will rebuild in some of those incredible areas? I have taken my family to Sanibel Island a couple of times. I really enjoyed it. It's beautiful, and it is a big tourist destination, and so is Fort Myers. Instead of going to the crazy East Coast, a lot of people opted to go to the beautiful West Gulf Coast. And I really feel for the people. Do you get a sense that people are going to rebuild, or will they flee? You know, it's such a good question. We were talking about this today. There will be people that can't afford to rebuild because they might have insurance and they get the insurance claims. But then what's the insurance going to be to stay there? What would they have to build to make it even safer? And I think there will be some people that will be chased off by it, that will say, okay, this was too close for me because maybe they went through the worst of the storm and they don't want to take any chances that, hey, another hurricane could hit and or maybe it doesn't, but I don't want to do this again and I'm going to go someplace else. And then I think you definitely will have people that will rebuild. I love the I was watching something on one of the stations. I don't know if I said this on the air or not. And it was a guy who had moved from Alaska to Florida and had just a great waterfront home. And I think his house was okay. His condo was okay. But his car was just had floated away and his boat was wrecked. And he said, he was asked about it and he said how scary it was and he would evacuate next time. He wouldn't do that. But he was asked about, boy, you just came here from Alaska and you haven't been here that long. Do you rethink that? And he said, no, I fish every day. I live in paradise. I mean, I love that he said that. I think there are other people that are like, no, I like the sunshine. I like the beach. I like to fish. I like to do the things that you do by living in the state. So I can go someplace else and other things can happen in those places, right? It's like when people had little slices of paradise in a different way, although I think it's so unaffordable now, worse than a Florida or some of the other spots you could pick, but California. Go to California. I know we got great California listeners. I live there. I get it. But it's so expensive to live there. And people, you know, get scared off by the possibility of when's the big one coming, or they get an earthquake and the earthquake's enough of a jolt, or there's mudslides or there's wildfires, that they go back to wherever they initially came from because it shakes them up too much. So I do think there will be some people that that's exactly will happen. It'll just be too much, and they'll say, okay, it's just time to go home. I'm not going to do it. Let's move to another one. This one is from Bob. Bob says, hi, Kate. I'm wondering, this whole Putin thing, I know you've said it, I know other people have said it, and of course we're all thinking it. This guy is just, man, pure evil. Will somebody please take him out? Does he have so much protection around him in the Kremlin that it's just impossible? Are there so many people that fear him that they wouldn't dare misstep and think that they could take the shot and escape? Or does he have more people duped? What is it about him that the people in Russia bow down to this horrid dictator? Well, I think you're seeing the rebellion now happening because they don't want to serve. The military age men anyway, and their families, the blowback on that is wild to watch. And that's why they're trying to shut down any protests as soon as possible. Just shut them down, get all the response. That's also part of the annexing of these pieces of Ukraine to say, hey, this is now, they're now Russia. It's mother back to Mother Russia again, and making a big deal about it and saying that that was a vote. Baloney. It was not, but just to make that big show, because the idea for Putin, I think, is legacy, and he is like a crazy madman where he wants to get back all of the former Soviet territory that he could, and that really means Ukraine. But it's not happening so easy. It's not slipping right into his hands. So now what? It is very interesting that I am sure there have been conversations somewhere about that. But it's not happened. And trust me, he definitely has a wall of people around him. You can bet that. And he doesn't leave the Kremlin very much. So he's isolated in his tomb where he's safer. And if he does leave, he's got, you know, that protection. So we just are in that mode of watching and waiting and seeing what shoe drops, sadly, next, right? That's the thing. All right, let's try to get another one in. This one is from Deacon Kate. I listen to the show when I can. I've heard other people say this. I have all kinds of different work hours, but I really enjoy it. I love it when you talk about sports. I used to listen to you in New York when you were on The Fan, and I look at what's happening in the NFL, and to me it just seems like parody as at work here, and I don't think that's anything new to think. I'm a guy who's 38. But I remember as a kid, there were still some dynasties left. Do you ever think we'll see dynasties again in the NFL? What's your definition of dynasty? No, not like the old days. I don't think so. I think it's hard. First of all, it's so hard to get to the Super Bowl. And you've got, again, you have the salary cap to deal with and players that are core parts of teams that end up going someplace else, and when the core part goes away, somebody on the offensive line, some great wide receiver or two leave, often that can make a huge, huge difference. But there are teams that are competitive and have been competitive for the last couple of years. For example, Kansas City is one of them, obviously. Winning a Super Bowl, losing a Super Bowl. I set on winning another Super Bowl with the great Pat Mahomes, beating the Buccaneers, by the way, on Sunday Night Football, 41-31. So, how many rings will Pat Mahomes have when it's all said and done? Thank you, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
For one of my favorite things that we get to do every week. It's called Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Makes on a fair.
A hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. Jeremy Paulson joins us. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. All right, so, you know, we have Halloween that's coming up now that we're officially into October. Horror houses, scary houses, you know, the haunted houses that you pay sometimes $20 to go inside. Fair or foul?
I've never been to one.
Oh, my gosh, really? Oh, a sheltered life. If I lived near you, I would spring for it and I would take you there.
All right, I would like to go to one. I don't get scared very easily, so.
There's a lot of, in some of these houses, some of them are really elaborate, and some of them, by the way, do great things for charity. They donate some of it to charity, that kind of stuff. But I'm serious. They're crazy elaborate. You almost feel like you're in a movie set, and it's scary, and they will pop. The thing that's, I think, the scariest is the suspensefulness of the people will pop out at you when you're not expecting it, and that's what kind of puts you on your heels. And it really is for mostly adults or older kids, usually, some of them. So I'm going to say fair. I'm going to say fair because...
I'm going to say fair, too, even though I haven't been there.
Yeah, if it's entertainment and it's worth it and it's getting into the season and it's, you know, the cost of a movie or less and, you know, it's well done, why not?
As you know, I'm all for entertainment. So
yeah, me too. So I think that's a good thing. All right, I've noticed a lot of guys popping up with pork pie hats. Fair or foul?
Say that again?
guys wearing pork pie hats.
Pork pie hats?
Don't you know what they look like?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Culturally, I think I'm more on top of it than you, but I get why. Pork pie hats are those round hats. They're round. They have a round rim, and they're small, and they have pop-up in the middle. You have to look it up.
I don't think I've never I
want you to look up a pork pie hat. I'm going to say this now. Any guys out there, do you know what I'm talking about? Pork pie hat. Email me, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. It has a flat crown and a brim that's turned up all the way around.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It was popular a long time ago. It was popular, I mean, like mid 19th century is when they started to become big. There was a silent film actor who wore them in the 30s and 40s. That was kind of their heyday. They popped up during the Great Depression. And people, guys always wore them, man, whether you had money or not. I mean, some of them, I'm sure, were expensive. Some of them were cheap. It just was a thing that you wore.
I say foul, they look ugly.
They're like $30, you know. Well, you could probably get one for 118 or 150 or who knows. Okay, so you say foul because you think they're ugly.
I just think the turn-up brim thing is weird. Like...
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm iffy on it. I think you have to have the right facial structure for it. I mean, I think it looks funny on some guys. If you have a super big head and you're stuffing your head into a smaller hat, it looks funny to me. You know what it's like? It's like when you get baseball caps. People are funny about baseball caps, and I get why. Like the newer type of hat, a lot of times that guys wear is that brim that's short.
Yeah.
And it works for some people, but some people it looks funny on.
I just think it looks funny. Why even have a brim on that hat? It's like, I don't know.
Are we back to the pork pie hat?
Yeah.
All right, so let's just transition to the baseball cap. I guess that's fair. Is that fair?
Yes.
To wear the baseball cap. All right, how about women wearing the baseball cap?
That's fair, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
fair.
Why wouldn't it be? Baseball hats aren't gender bias.
I don't gender bias. Are you gender biased with these baseball hats? Some people think it's lazy. Like, why can't you do your hair? You got to pull it back in a baseball cap like a dude. I agree with you. Who cares? I think people should just, if you want to put your hat, if you want to put a hat on, you want to have hat hair or whatever, just wear it. Who cares?
Exactly. Yeah.
But see, the other part of that, though, also does go to, like, people going to church and wearing a baseball hat and shabby clothes, or people going out to eat in a nice, when we had nice restaurants, and was it very gentlemanly or ladylike to show up in your little Vikings cap? What do you think?
I mean, that's fair to an extent. I mean, there are a lot of fancy places like that. Don't they have, like, dress codes, though? Like, they state that, like, in the, you know. So
they should state it. That's what I think. I think sometimes there's confusion because it's not stated. And then somebody shows up and it's like, you know, it used to be no shoes, no shirt, no service or whatever.
Right.
I think it's fair for an establishment if they want it to be like, hey, this is kind of a nicer thing. We want people to feel good. It doesn't mean that we're going to say you have to have a tie strangling you and 50 different beautiful coats on or whatever.
Yes.
But,
you
know,
have
just a little
up
more.
A sports jacket.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. It's funny because there was some place before the hurricane hit and we were already evacuated to Orlando. I'll just tell this personal story. My husband had on like a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops, and we didn't know where we were going. My brother's from Florida. We were going to some Mexican place that he knew that was in Orlando that they had in Tampa, and he saw him when he came out of the room and he said, no, you gotta put something else on. He told him he had to wear, you know, you got to wear pants. You got to wear pants, you got to wear a shirt. So he went and changed and wore something nice, actually. But because he said it wasn't that kind of place, he told him. So that's the thing. If you know, you just don't, you can't show up in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's fair to do that. All right, NFTs. NFTs, we've talked about NFTs, I think, a very long time ago, and I don't even know if it was part of Fair or Foul. And people are very confused even as to what is what are NFTs, right? What is NFT? And it's a non-fungible token, and there was all this money that was being dumped into it, and they're saying that NFT trading volume has plunged like 97% since the beginning of the year, and there's big questions about their future and whether it's sustainable or not. So I just have the question of, would you buy an NFT for any amount of money? Like something that you really love, would you? And obviously, you're not going to pay billions of dollars or millions of dollars. You don't have that. But would you buy an NFT?
I don't think I would. I would rather buy like something valuable that I like, I guess, that I enjoy, you know.
I get it. I mean, there's cool exhibitions of NFTs, but then there are big pictures of the NFTs that I've seen. So that's not even the NFT that we're talking about. And it just became a thing. It became a weird thing that, hey, some people jumped on and made some money on. But
yeah, I feel the same way, kind of the crypto thing, same thing, I think.
Yeah, crypto companies. I mean, instability is plaguing it, just like the crypto thing. It is like the crypto companies, because they're part of that Coinbase and Crypto.com. And I mean, look, they've had a bunch of layoffs and everything else because people, it's not the same as buying a, it is supposed to be like art, but it's not the same to me as buying a piece of art from somebody and you frame it and you put it on your wall. This is a different kind of NFT.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I would rather like go buy the art that's signed by someone that's meaningful to me than go buy an NFT. Like, you know, like a signed jersey from Fran Tarkenton. I'd be like, oh my God,
Right. What if you were going to save whatever amount of money it is? Absolutely, I agree. So we say ixnay to the NFT. Hey, last one on the way out. Saturday Night Live back again. Fair or foul? Or do you think it's going to tank with a bunch of new comedians people don't know?
Hopefully fair. I mean, I love Saturday Night Live. So.
I do too. I agree with you. I hope that they do okay. It's hard when you have a lot of new faces because I think a lot of us are tired of change. But I say give them a chance. All right,
exactly.
We're in agreement.
Give them a chance. You don't know. They might be great.
They might be great. They get some good skits going. Who knows? All right, Jeremy Paulson, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Another edition of Fair or Foul, NFTs, no, Saturday Night Live, thumbs up if they are good, pork pie hats, and they're back in style. Thanks all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.